Okay, want to welcome you to our ZR Incident Command System class, ZR-ICS class. This is the first class that we're offering that was not offered about a year ago when Wayne Berenger taught us all. All of those classes had to do with field operations. This is the first one that has to do with the Incident Communication Center, or ICC, also known as an EOC. And so appreciate you all showing up for this session. Now, as was true with the other recordings, for the benefit of the people who will go through this from the website, I'm going to try to indicate what slide I'm talking about as we go through. And for those who are in the room here with me, if I forget, remind me. Okay, now before we go further, for those who went through the ZR2F class, Jay has done an update of the SOCMAT glossary of terms, which looks like this. And it's in your packet out on the website for this class. To include the additional acronyms that are relevant to the ICC.
It's in the handouts tonight.
And it is in the handouts tonight. We'd like to cut down trees for those who are here. We go through lots of paper. Okay, so moving on. Why this course? Now this is a standard verbiage that Wayne provides at the beginning of every class, but the key point is to prepare prospective applicants by offering have no do information in written form. For those who've been through the class before, what's have no do? What does that mean? Have no do. What is that referring to?
James.
It's been a long 2 weeks. Okay, have. What do I have that I have prepared in advance to have? What do I know as a result of classes and so forth? And most importantly, what can I demonstrate I can do? So in our context, we're now talking about the ICC. So have no do as far as those things that, a lot of things which we've already been doing for a number of years, supporting Michigan. Okay, moving on to slide 3. Okay, as we've said in the past, there are really two primary operator positions for emergency communication. One is the ZR2R position, which is this class, and the one that we spent many, many weeks discussing and building on all the principles was the ZR Field Specialist, ZR2F. There's one more listed here that we have been doing for a number of years in the EOC. In fact, Barb, you did a super job on it in one of our exercises previously. It's called ZR2D. It's documenting all the messages that come in and go out through the EOC. And we'll see evidence of that in a bit. Why did Wayne create these positions, Z, the first position being Z?
Because it's the last letter of the alphabet and we're the last ones to go in. We're not first responders.
Right. We're typically the last to be asked to participate.
Right.
And of course, R stands for radio. So we're the last to be asked to participate providing radio capability. Okay, moving on to slide 4. Okay, why the course? Obviously, having a standardized training course and materials begins the process of increasing anticipated predictability and establishing a series of common denominators, and have no due standards of knowledge, training, and experience. Who can tell me what anticipated predictability is?
The standard of performance that is expected of those responding to an incident.
Examples?
Like knowing how to use your radio, and knowing how to use the 214. I get the 14 and 13. The one that tracks
both of them.
You're doing, yeah.
And doing 14,
And just understanding the procedures
And I think Wayne brought out the point that most of the your first responders, the police department, the fire departments, and so forth. When we think of them, the anticipated predictability that they'll deliver is extremely high. And so the goal for us is to achieve a higher level of predictability. And then it says establishing a series of common denominators. Well, what did we learn? What's the importance of common denominators?
Terminology just makes it hard.
Terminology makes it hard. No, that's not the meaning of common denominators. Okay, common denominators, again, the thrust of all this training was South Orange County mutual aid training. And in order for us to, in fact, be prepared to provide mutual aid, we have to have a set of common denominators. They're the same. The lowest level of common knowledge, so that if Laguna Niguel or Dana Point or San Juan asked for our help, that in fact we'd be talking the same language and vice versa. And then we already talked about have no do. And then in this paragraph it says standards of knowledge, training, and experience. Okay, well, I guess it's basically reiterating have no do. So now moving on to slide 5. Okay, what will we learn? The definition of ICC and really how it might be different from an EOC. The difference between a ZR ICC specialist versus an emergency communicator, and understanding why preparing for this position is important, how to document all the operations activities we do, and frankly, we'll see that we've already been doing most of the things that are listed in this class. And an interesting concept, the definition and purpose of a thing called a safety timer. This is something new, and we'll talk about it later. Now we go to slide 6. And the mantra for all of, for VCN. VCN stands for?
Volunteer Communications Network.
Right. Yeah, this is Wayne's website, VCN. And ZRICS, of course, is ICS implementation, or the ZR implementation ICS, is, of course, be safe, get prepared, and stay ready. One of the points here, stay ready, situational awareness and ongoing education and proficiency. Whose responsibility is it? To be sure that each of us are up to speed.
Wire training? Each individual, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Not me. Yeah. Each one of us is responsible. So. Okay, now we are now on slide 7. And we've seen this before. What are our priorities? Safety, monitoring, and confirming. Question, for those who went through the field training sequence that we did, is there any difference in the definition of what we see on the screen, slide 7, safety, monitoring, and confirming for ICC versus field ops? See anything?
It's the same three things.
It's the same thing. It's sort of, we're just coming at it from a different direction. And one, we've been talking up till now about field ops. Now it's going to be how do we keep our people in the field safe? In all cases, we're going to be monitoring our frequencies, and we again confirm, always confirm, and always obtain a confirmed acknowledgement from the next control station before changing or modifying our assignment. And as we said, that even includes a potty break. Okay, so now we go quickly to slide 8. Now, Wayne talked a lot about the changing face of emergency communications. And that the ZR2R position we're talking about for the EOC is part of course, ZRICS. And that ZRICS is just one of multiple versions of ICS. And then he listed, why not? Why not ZRICS? Because there's like ICS-FS, what's that?
Fire services.
Fire services? I think somebody said fire services. What's ICS.CG?
Coast Guard.
And you remember what HICS is?
Hospital
ICS. So there already there's several different flavors, but all based on ICS. So let's move on to see what the duties, responsibilities, and protocols are. We're now at slide number 9. I was going to jump out to the... I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, on slide 9, there are 5 sections. Who can tell me the differences between command, operations, planning, logistics, and finance?
They're all different sections.
Yeah.
They're different sections.
Yeah.
Okay. Command is management over the incident. Now, who in our organization would be command?
Charlie.
Or any of these.
Or net control.
Individual.
Yeah. Okay, is it possible that any one of us would be command?
For the first tier.
The first tier.
Yeah. If we're first there, yeah. We are it.
Or if you're the only one there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mentioned this in the class before. My nephew is a fireman. And he frequently we talked about ICS, and he said, if he's the most senior person on the fire truck when they go out, he's instant commander. Now, from the ICS courses that we took through FEMA, under what circumstances would one of us who is incident commander, what are the two conditions for soliciting somebody above us to take over command?
If they know more, have more experience?
Yeah, if it's so big that we just don't have the knowledge to manage the incident, and the what was the second reason why you'd go up your chain of command?
Need a break?
Yeah, that could be it. The other reason is you need additional resources. Okay, and so they, it's not a top-down, ICS is not a top-down type